This seance was recorded on the 29th of September, 1962. Sitter, Gwen Vaughan. Medium, Leslie Flint.
Can you hear it?
Amazing. And sounds so. Admitting it's a recorder, it's probably a reel, which is not dead flat, you know, and the tape sort of just glides along the edge, makes that squeaky noise.
What's that, a big reel, you see, then, the one it's supposed to have, probably has something. And how are you?
I'm all right, dear, thank you.
I knew you was coming today.
Did you?
Yes.
How do you know? Do you keep track of all these disappointments, or how do you
no,
do
it? No, I find is I'm so much in touch with him that I know by his thoughts.
All right.
When it comes to material things, we're much more conscious of what's going on around and about people, especially people we're interested in, of course, by their thoughts.
I see.
That's how we sort of know.
I could get up and switch it on.
No,
doesn't matter. Mickey, can I press that switch down? Otherwise that telephone will ring in the middle of a sitting.
Go on then.
I don't want that to ring and disturb the sitting.
I'm very sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, it's all right, we're waiting.
Sometimes it is not possible to come immediately, you know. It is sometimes very difficult. Can you hear?
Yes, dear.
Good. Only I have to be sure that you can hear properly what I say to you, because sometimes even that I'm not sure whether it is clear, you know. It is difficult for me or for any of us here to be certain or to be able to judge with accuracy, you know, whether it is clear and distinct when we come to speak. Well, you did not go to Castellaneta. Well, what does it matter? Another time will come and you will go. But I knew that the instrument, the medium, would be going and his friends. But I think this time it was more interesting and more able to simulate the conditions and the atmosphere. But I'm very, very disappointed that he was not able to go into the house. But that cannot be helped. It was unfortunate. But what does it matter? What do you think of the monument? It was perhaps too much to hope that they would do something that was more artistic. I'm afraid I don't like this modern art very much. I think my nationality has been changed. I look very much like a Negro in the monument. Don't you think so?
Maybe it's
only
you then.
Me? Yes. Oh, well, I don't like it at all. I think it's pretty ghastly, actually, and it's not informative. It's nothing like what it could have been. I'm disappointed with it anyway. Oh, it does not matter. After all, they have done it with a good intention, I hope. But I think so. But it could have been better. What does it matter? I'm not interested very much in monuments. I'm interested in people. people are much more interesting and much more important. And monuments, well, they're all right. I appreciate it. Don't think that. I don't. But I'm much more interested in working through people, working with people, and trying, if I can, to impress and inspire and to uplift humanity. That is much more important. The realization of this truth, if it could be given to the people, made for them to understand better how to live, that is much more important. But I appreciate the monument, don't think that I do not.
What about the house alone?
Well, I would like very much for the house to be used in a different way, but mind you, perhaps there again I am wrong. After all, is it not better for a house to be used for people to live in? That is what a house is for, than to turn it into a museum. I don't know. I don't feel terribly that the house is that important, in a sense. In a way, I suppose, perhaps it is true to say I'm not terribly interested in earthly things, only in people. Monuments and houses, well, they have a purpose and a meaning, perhaps, for people still on earth. But for people here, they are not important. My mama, my papa, none of my people visit Castaneda anymore. That is a long time ago, and it is of little or no interest. The only reason that I am interested is because it may in some way influence people to understand a little more about life. Not that perhaps in a way by visiting Castaneda and going to my house or to see a monument will impress or inspire them spiritually, but if it can arouse some interest in me, not as a person, but it's sufficiently for them perhaps eventually to read what I hope one day will be published, that I hope to make possible to be published, and they see, ah, Valentino, that would be interesting to read this book, and this book, if it is full of my truths and my teachings and the things that I want to give eventually through the medium, and one day if it could be written down, it would be marvelous, because it may be a possible link that people will be aroused in their interest and want to read about me, and if they read a book in which I have been able to give truth to the world. I would like very much, you know, one day for a good book to be written, not just about my earthly existence, but a book that would be written containing the truths of the spirit, where people would be informed more about the things that are vital and important, the things that are, well, are eternal, the things that are of life eternal, showing them the truth of survival and communication, and if this truth is put into action, that is the important thing in the lives of people. The whole world would be changed. There would be no more fear and hatred and intolerance, no more malice, no more wars. My work is purely and solely of the spirit. It is of those things and those things alone that I'm interested in. I'm interested in coming back to people, to help people. And I am grateful for all the love and affection, of course, as I have said, that comes to me from your world still, from many people. And I am happy to be able in some measure to make myself felt and to make myself known to those of you who are sufficiently interested to delve and to search into this truth. But I look upon each one of you as ambassadors, you know, to propagate this wherever you can. It is why the recordings are so important, why it is so important to keep a record, so that as time progresses I may be able to give much more information which can be published. That is my main aim in coming.
Rudy, with these tapes and things, would it be possible, do you think, for a Leslie to sometime publish a book with these recordings?
Well, that is my intention.
On a higher level,
I want, you know. I want a book to be written on an intellectual,
yes,
and intelligent level of this truth, giving forth the information that will be in itself so revealing that it will impress many people. You see, what I would like is a book written, in a sense, in two parts. the first part of the book, naturally, we would have to devote to some extent to myself and my life on earth and my career, I suppose, so that that would help to sell the book. Because one has to be sensible. People, the average person, is not necessarily going to buy a book if they are thinking it is particularly of philosophy or something to do with spiritualism as such. And I don't want the book to be on the lower realm, as it were, of spiritual things, because there are so many books that have been published of psychic nature with very little spirituality. And there I think I'm sensible enough to know that many people will buy a book that has a lot to do with myself, but the idea is to use myself inasmuch to sell the book, that later, in the second half of the book, shall we say, they can read about this truth and they can learn something from it. You see, I feel if a book is written that is divided into two parts, my earthly existence, if you like, to put it like that, and some aspects of it, and the other half to do with the work of the Spirit and the teachings of the Spirit, and to bring in the philosophy and the realization of truth, I feel a book written in that way would be much more successful. In other words, one has to, like the fisherman, you have to hold the bait to catch the fish. And I think the first half of the book, if it were devoted to my life and my career and was profusely illustrated, it would sell. And then when people had reached a certain part of the book, they would suddenly begin to realize that they were reading about something that was vital. They would be reading about truth, my experiences over here, for instance, and the philosophy and the teachings that I could give would balance the book. I feel the sort of book that could be published in regard to myself would have to be a sort of book divided, in a sense, in two parts. My life in two worlds, for instance, my earthly existence and my spiritual existence, and how the development of my inner self, my real self, my soul, if you like, through various centuries. I feel that we must bring in the truth of reincarnation so that people can see how we evolve. They must be taught to realize that life, no matter what it may consist of, no matter how dreary it may seem at the time, no matter how unimportant a life may seem, and how perhaps disappointing, and how futile, at the same time, from that, we learn, step by step. When I think back over my previous incarnations, and there have been many of them, I realize how important each one of them was, that I had to develop some part of myself, which could only be done in a certain way, in a certain incarnation. All this I want to get into a book. It would possibly be a big book. I afraid it couldn't be a small one, unless, of course, we could publish one book first, and then another, and perhaps even a third. I feel we must do this, and I think that we shall do this, and I think that it can be accomplished. One has to be careful, of course, what one puts in a book, and that is why I feel that if it is started off more on a material level in regard to myself, it will hold the interest of the people until they reach the more deep and more thoughtful things. In other words, it will be like building up to something, a climax, and I think that it will be better that way. I think a book published solely on a spiritual level at first would not have the same success. It would not perhaps appeal so much. In other words, we've got to hold out the bait and let them bite it, and then we can hook them, you know.
Yes, I quite understand.
I want everyone who is associated with our work to feel that I am doing everything, not only I, of course, but other people too, are doing everything in our power to make this a reality. It is a long, laborious job. It is a difficult task, I know. And I know that Lynn, in particular, has found a certain amount of difficulty and perhaps some setback. But nevertheless, she is doing her part. But I want particularly the medium to do this, because I feel that he is the obvious one to do it. He is the instrument. He is the one that I am most in touch with. And also because I have been so linked with him in past incarnations. But apart from all that, we have to realize that his task has been for many years, not only to help and to comfort people, but it has been a gradual building up to such a point that he can be used for this work on the higher basis which we have desired for so long. You see, it is not just me, it is many other people. It is so easy sometimes to think it is just me. But you see, in a sense, I am many me's. I am, in a sense, many people. I look at this purely, of course, now from the point of reincarnation, because each of my separate existences have been important. They have been lives which have been lived to the full, and in which I have experienced much, and in which I have learned to develop and to grow and to experience more and more in consequence. And now that I am here, and I can see all these existences and all these lives, and I can put them together like a kind of jigsaw puzzle, so that I can see the complete picture. What I want to do is to give all these various incarnations, at least the most important ones, and also to bring in how the soul evolves and develops, and how each incarnation is important, and how, for instance, in my last incarnation, I was able to reach untold numbers of people by the work that I was called upon to do. It was a means to an end. And although a lot of people, of course, obviously did not understand the spiritual significance of my work, because it would be very difficult for many to understand that, but the fact that I was able to create something that was vital in the lives of so many people will want to, possibly, I feel sure, will want to know more about me. Possibly, as the years go on, they are more curious than ever, because that which has become a legend in your lifetime grows. All legends become, as years pass, even more important or more strong in the minds of humanity, and they are curious. And curiosity is the way in which we shall be able to bring this truth to them, because when they want to read about me, we will let them read so much. It is true about my last incarnation and my work in the movies, but what is important, we shall gradually lead them through that into something so vital and so important that they will be so fascinated and so intrigued that they will want to know more, and they will begin to seek and begin to find, and in consequence they will become, as it were, part of our band, and they will also help to spread this truth. You see, it is a plan that I've had for a long time. It has been a long time trying to bring it into fruition, to bring it into reality. But I am convinced that we shall achieve this. There will be other methods used too. But what I am most concerned is that the medium should very soon start this book, get down to it, and realize the importance of it, and not be so lazy. You know, I don't want to think badly, but I feel that sometimes he does not realize his own importance, and I don't mean that in the wrong sense. He is important because he is the instrument, because he is the medium, because he is respected, because many people know about him. They will be curious to know more, and particularly they will be interested in any book that is published in his name. That is why I want this book done by the medium, because whichever way you look at it, with his reputation and his work and his name, combined with mine, combined with the memory that people have of me and the curiosity that those have of me that have never seen me, and those things that I can get through and put down for you on the tapes that you can put into the book, all this combined makes sense. I don't want you to think because I have become more evolved that I am not, in a sense, sensible in regard to material things. I am wise enough to know that to make some success of something in a material way, you have to approach it in a material sense. You have to be practical. And it is because I want this done in this way that I know that it is the best way. And I feel sure that we shall achieve something in this way later on. But the medium must not be too lazy about this and say, oh, well, later on, you know, because he won't live forever.
Oh, really, that's wonderful.
Anyway, you know, I always want you to feel, though sometimes you feel insignificant, you are far from being insignificant. In fact, you are more than important to me, and to this work, and to all those who are also striving and helping and doing what they can. I'm most grateful. I'm happy for all those friends that gather here and watch my films, and I'm glad that they give them happiness. But that is not the important thing. It is important because it brings happiness and pleasure, and because perhaps they feel they can touch me or get closer to me. I'm happy for all those things. But what I'm happy for most is when people can touch my soul, when they can reach out to me and see beyond those things which are, in a sense, non-purely material. It is the spiritual truth, it is the spiritual awareness, the consciousness, the realization of things that I'm most concerned and most anxious about. You understand this, and others, some others understand this, but there are some who do not understand. For various reasons they are afraid, but I'm hoping that eventually they will also join us and work with us and do these things that we want so desperately done. But it all, of course, depends so much on the individual. We cannot force anyone. It is not in our power to do it, and it would not be good if we could. And it is not wise for anyone on earth to try to force someone to something which they are not ready for. It is best to be patient in all these things. But in spite of all this, I am only too conscious of the fact that the most important thing is for the medium to continue his work, to try desperately to cooperate not only with me but with the other souls on this side for this wonderful work that we have to do, this great work which can revolutionize the whole of life for so many. We cannot expect to do so much, perhaps in some directions yet a while, but later, who knows? The power is within ourselves. If we accept and realize the possibilities of these things, we shall learn how to do it and overcome the obstacles. Faith will make possible all these things. I have great faith. You have great faith. The medium must have even more faith than he has. He has the gift. He has the ability. He has the power. But what he needs, perhaps a little more than he has, is greater faith. And with that faith and the desire to serve and to work and be more cooperative, especially when it comes to doing something about the book, because there's much that could be done even now in regard to the early stages of it. The rest will follow later in chapters. We have such a big book that I'm afraid that we should never get it all in. We'll have to cut it down and cut it down, but eventually it will be published, and other books possibly also to follow. The first must be a sprat to catch the mackerel. And when we've caught the mackerel, then we'll have some more books, and people will read, not about Valentino the actor, but, well, Valentino the man, Valentino the philosopher, perhaps, but certainly Valentino, the one who is endeavoring to help humanity, to bring a little illumination in the darkness of the world, to bring that truth which the world so desperately needs. I am also a medium. I am also just a vehicle of the expression of the thought and the love of many souls. I feel, in doing this, that we are doing a great work, and we must not shuck it or fail, and we must be faithful to that trust that has been given us. We must not doubt this. There are those in your world who will doubt. There are those in your world who will not want to understand because they are afraid. Fear is a terrible thing, and yet everyone should realize that it is only when you discard fear that you can really begin to progress. Fear is a terrible, terrible thing, and there are so many in your world who dwell and live in fear. The vast majority, for various reasons, they are afraid. Cast out fear and all things are possible. Don't worry, my child. You know you are going to be a great help to us. Don't think you are insignificant. You are important to me, and you are important to many other souls here. And just leave everything to us. We will tell you what to do. We will inspire and impress you. But at the same time, just don't take everything for granted that some people may tell you. But some people, unfortunately, though they claim to be spiritualists, are not necessarily very spiritual. You must use your common sense. At the same time, if you are in any difficulty or you are uncertain, come and ask me. And if I can, I will tell you, give you the answer. Don't worry, everything will be all right. I must go, but I leave you know my love, both of you, and I shall no doubt come this afternoon. Otherwise, if I don't come, I shall be in disgrace, and I will turn up, if only for a little while. Goodbye.
I will get you. Goodbye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye, Nicky.
Did very well today, didn't you?
I hope you got it all down.
Oh, Leslie, that's something I've wanted for such a
what?
Time. You to write a book.
I don't feel very equipped to write a book.
My
you know?
Dear
I mean,
boy, you're the only one that can write a book. For the simple reason is you've such a deep knowledge of Rudy, you've a deep knowledge of spiritualism, and you're sensible. In other words, you're the type of person that would write something that would look, as Rudy says, intellectual. It wouldn't be all sort of sugary.
Be careful, that's still going.
You know what I mean.